रे कृष्णा, थिंकिंग दैट वी मे बिकम प्राउड इंडिकेट्स दैट वी आर ऑलरेडी प्राउड. समटाइम्स वैन वी हैव एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू डू समथिंग स्पेशल, वी मे हैव सम टैलेंट्स, वी हैव सर्टन एवेन्यूज, एंड इफ यू डू दैट वी मे गेट सम फेम, वी मे गेट सम रिकग्निशन, वी मे गेट सम प्रेज, एंड वी मे हेजिटेट टू डू दैट. I think, no, if I do this, then I'll become proud. So better let me not do that. Now, we may think, you know, by not doing that and by avoiding the thing that will make me proud, I am staying humble. But actually to think that I will become proud is itself a sign of pride. You wonder, how is that? Because when we think that I will become proud, we are assuming that we are not already proud. And pride is actually innate to all of us. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that dambho darpo abhimanascha krodha parushyamevacha ajnanam cha vijatasya partha sampadam asurim. That in 16.4 he says that the asuri sampada, that the ungodly nature, it is characterized by dambha. Dambha darpa abhimana. Dambha means speaking a show of being something which we are not. Darpa is actually arrogance. Abhimana is delighting in the honor of coming from others, like that. But essentially, making a pretense that we are something that we are not, that is darpa. So in that sense, actually, it's just as lust. It's not that we don't have lust. We all have lust, but when something we see some sight or some stimuli comes in our consciousness, then that lust gets activated. Or sometimes some people make us angry. What does that mean? That means it's not that the anger, they injected anger into us. The anger was there within us and they triggered it. So like that, pride is already there within us. Now, just as with respect to lust and anger, it is important for us to avoid those situations where that lust and anger may get triggered. Similarly, it is good, it is healthy to be cautious that, okay, if I do this, I may become proud. So it's good to be cautious. But to think that I will become proud, presume that I am not proud right now, and that is an illusion. And more importantly, the way to become free from pride is not by suppression of talent. It is not by rejection of service. The way to become free from pride is by purification of intent. It is by connection with Krishna. When we connect, when we do some service and we connect with Krishna, that connection gives us a higher happiness. That connection purifies us. And it's only when we are purified that we can recognize that actually through pride, whatever pleasure is coming, it's so temporary. It's not worth it. And then we can focus wholeheartedly on Krishna and move towards Krishna. So, we should never give up our service to Krishna or stay away from opportunity to serve Krishna just because we think that we may become proud. Yes, while doing service to Krishna, we can try to remember more and more, I am doing this for Krishna's sake. And we can pray to Krishna, Krishna, I want to remember you, I want to serve you, I don't want to become proud. That kind of prayerful, humble, cautious attitude is good. But we should not let that caution become paralyze us, where we think that our being protected from pride is more important than our doing service. Because then the pride that is there, that will become triggered in some other way as envy towards others. Because we'll see that, oh, this person is doing so much and they're getting so much praise. And we will think, you know, they are so proud. But actually it is we who are envious of them. So we do what we can for serving Krishna, and by that we will become purified. And we can be cautious to stay humble, but we don't reject opportunity for service in the name of protecting our pride. Rather, by doing service with the desire to please Krishna, we can become free from pride gradually. Thank you. Hare Krishna.